Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In yet another prime example of the absurdity of biological men being allowed to compete in women's sports, the world watched this week as a biological male boxer from Algeria destroyed a biological female boxer from Italy just 42 seconds into the first round. This took place at the Olympic Games in Paris, where two male boxers are being allowed to compete as females. After taking two massive shots to the head, Angela Carini, the Italian female boxer, threw her helmet on the mat and forfeited the match, calling it unjust. Later in an interview, Carini, a police officer, said she had never experienced such strong blows in a match. The male boxer, Imane Khalif, had previously been banned from the 2023 World Championships by the International Boxing Association, but was allowed to compete in the Olympics by the International Olympic Committee. This is just the latest in a long line of incidents where female athletes were not just beaten by male athletes, but were actually placed in extreme physical danger by their male competitors. This is why the Montana legislature passed the Save Women's Sports Act in 2021. It's also why Montana's Attorney General joined a lawsuit with four other states to block the Biden administration's revisions to Title IX. A federal judge later granted their request and blocked the revisions for the time being. This, as Europe begins to wake up and roll back liberal transgender policies enacted in recent years. As is often the case, science and truth are finally catching up with policies based on emotion and hyperbole. In 2023, the Montana legislature attempted to bring reason and clarity to the debate by creating definitions of biological males and females in Montana law. The governor and attorney general were later sued in an effort to overturn that law, and as a result, 2 weeks ago, I was deposed by the lawyers for the transgender plaintiffs. It was one of the most frustrating and at the same time comical experiences I've had in my professional career. The four lawyers for the other side all came from Upper Seven, a Missoula-based law firm more liberal, it appears, than even the ACLU, and much more aggressive. The deposition itself was brutal. It went on for 7 hours, and I was asked the same questions over and over and over again, despite the objections of my attorney. In the end, the lawyers on our side called it a huge waste of time and nothing more than a high-dollar fishing expedition. I was just glad it was over. I wish I could say the same for the transgender issue itself. I look forward to the day when women can once again compete on an even playing field, when children are once again safe from doctors who would mutilate their bodies in the name of political correctness, and the day when the term male means a biological male and female once again means a biological female. Which brings us to this year's Montana Family Foundation Friends of the Family Banquets with keynote speaker Riley Gaines, a former top-ranked NC2A female swimmer who was forced to compete against a biological male. Her story is one of heartbreak, tragedy, and ultimate victory in the face of extreme adversity. The banquets are in Billings on October 11th or in Bozeman on November 7th. You can purchase tickets or a table today by calling our office at 628-1141. That's 628-1141. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.